every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton alongside Corey Marino. How you doing, Corey?
Doing well. How are you?
I am excellent. Already going into week three of the NFL season, absent sans Mike Horn and the man, the myth, the legend, Fred Dreyer himself, because he is going to be somewhere this weekend. He's on his way there now. Tell us about that event in Baltimore, Maryland again, Corey.
Yeah, he's on his way. He's in the air at the time of this recording to the Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention, where the stars of Television Hunter will reunite for this grand weekend, and they get to talk to the fans and meet with them. It's supposed to be a great time, and it is. From the September 18th to the 20th, it's the 20th year, at the Sheraton Baltimore North Hotel, 903 Delaney Valley Road in Towson, Maryland.
That sounds like a fun event, and it sounds like a good time to get nostalgic here on the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com, Sirius XM Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and Sirius App Channel 967. We're also on 790 KABC Saturdays at 6 p.m., but getting nostalgic. You were doing some digging for this, Corey. You found some old flashbacks to Fred and Larry Elder.
Yeah, I wanted to find some old classics that we could do, and I was like, let's start 10 years from now. So in 2015, I found a couple segments from an interview with Larry Elder back in the day.
And you said they did a DraftKings ad. Without getting into that, we won't spoil the fun, but it's hard to believe that's been around that long. Sports betting has been around forever, it seems like, but it's been so normalized with that. I got to say, if they took the Ravens 2 weeks ago, they were heartbroken, and then your Broncos this last week, and you experienced the same kind of heartbreak. You care to bemoan or vent a little bit here? Well, we got a minute.
Unfortunately, it came down to a missed field goal by the Broncos and then a 60-yard field goal that a penalty for leverage was called, which is a very not ticky-tack penalty. It happens. It's for safety. But it doesn't happen. It's not called often. It's one of those things like holding on every play. This right. kind of happens every play, and they want to protect the guards and the centers. But up to that, the Broncos had a horrible fourth quarter. So I'm not going to just lean on that one because they could have won many other ways. Yeah. But it's just an unfortunate way to lose like that. Oh, yeah. Instead of being 2-0, you're 1-1.
It hurts. At least you're 1-1 and the Chiefs are 0-2, and they're whining about the tush-push and as if they haven't been on the beneficiary end of so many calls in years and days past. But anyway, stick around for Fred Dreyer, Larry Elder, and a lot more flashbacks. Be right back.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets.
This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolf, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf's subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale where prices have been reduced from $249 to $99. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers, but the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
It's the PM Show Weekend Edition on Sports on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome back to our show. And good luck to all you people out there who are gambling on football.
Oh,
because
I have an
good
experience
luck
to tell
because
you.
Because I tell you, go with Godspeed. But we segue into the part of the show that I really like when we have dropping guests.
I love dropping guests.
And our dropping guest is Larry Elder, great national talk show, syndicated
talk show.
The best.
I think the best, the youngest, the best, most
the
vibrant
smartest,
voice.
The smartest.
And very
fearless.
Smart.
Fearless is the word because
is that, he talks. Is that microphone on? I think I'm
I don't think so. Is it on?
He talks about.
Are we on?
He talks.
My goodness.
Larry, you're coming in.
Fearless.
Welcome to our show, Larry.
Fred, Michael, thank you so much for having me. Fred, as I told you before, I am as impressed with your second career as I was with your first career.
Oh, great.
To do Hunter and to have it survive year after year after year like that in this tough competitive business of Hollywood. I grew up in this business. I mean, I wasn't in Hollywood, but I grew up in L.A., and I just know shows come, they go. You have actors who have been trying for years to get on, and you had a show that was successful. It stayed on for year after year. It was critically well-received. I'm as impressed with that as I am with your football career.
Thank you so much, and believe me, I'm blessed because I do know exactly what you're talking about. And to this very day, when I go out on these readings, it's lightning in a bottle. Every time you walk in,
it really is.
If you get a job, you just say, "Hey, I got this job." The blessing of the job is when I look at something, I look and I read. I says, "I don't think this is for me, but I'm going to go out and read it anyway." And you get the job, and then you show up. And you do a great job, and the producers like you.
Right.
And you go home, you got money in your pocket.
That's how I got this job. That's how I got this job.
That's how you got.
I don't do a very good job.
And that shirt.
And last night, Viola Davis wins an Emmy for Best Dramatic Actress, and she goes, "All I need is an opportunity," and she acts like she's Rosa Parks and talks about how difficult it is for black women. Hey, it's difficult for anybody in Hollywood. You got five lives. Who is Fred Dreyer? Get me Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
Get me a Fred Dreyer type. Get me a young Fred Dreyer. And finally, who is Fred Dreyer?
Don't forget
That's
the old Fred Dreyer.
That's how it is.
That's right. And don't get the old Fred Dreyer.
You want the old Fred Dreyer because that's the only one that's available.
Did you see those Emmys, last weekend? I'm telling you, they show one award and then like 25 commercials. And I heard your show, Larry, today, and you were talking about this. You got to have a lot of black series on television now, don't you?
They have a mandate now. All the studios have issued a mandate. 50% of the actors have to be people of color. And that extends not just to the primary roles, to the guest roles as well. Yeah. That's how it is now. So don't give me this stuff about, "Oh my goodness, I'm black. I won an Emmy. We shall overcome." We've overcome.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you a story.
I love Larry.
And this is so liberal business. I mean, come on.
I'll tell you a brief story. I do a sitcom, and in the it was for CBS. It was a couple of years ago. And in the script said, my character offers to smoke a cigar with this young man who's taking my daughter out. Mm-hmm. So the time comes. The prop guy comes over. We get a cigar. We light him up. And we're having a smoke there on the stage. And everybody starts looking at me kind of funny. And the kid that's supposed to be smoking with me is looking at the cigar. He doesn't smoke. So he's kind of like waiting as long as he possibly can before he has to light this thing up. I understand that. But I'm going right
you're
at
going
it.
You're
I'm going at it.
You're kind of a method
yeah,
actor.
Well, I am. So I'm smoking the cigar. It's about 25 minutes before we're supposed to go on. And everybody's kind of like looking at me. Not saying anything, mm-hmm. but they're kind of like looking at me. And I can see that there's a disturbance here. You know, and I said, I'd hold a cigar up. I said, well, this is part of the scene. This is part of the scene.
Okay, if that was yours.
Yeah, this is part of the scene.
My goodness.
And they, oh, yeah, okay, fine. So we get to shoot the scene. Now, the director comes over and says, okay, Fred, you got the scene. Here's what we're going to do. The camera's going to be over here, blah, blah, blah. Let's have a quick run through. So I'm smoking the cigar. I said, Fred, just put the cigar down. Just, blah, blah. Okay. I'll put the cigar down for the run through. So
everybody is probably screaming and running out of
no,
it's not.
The camera guy's going, he goes, that's pretty good. That smells pretty good. What is it? And I said, no, it's a rope. Don't worry about it. It's just for the scene. So I hold the cigar down. We do the scenes. He goes, yeah, that's good. Okay, let's shoot this. So I start smoking it. And then I hear in the background,
could you not smoke the scene up with the cigar?
Whose voice was that? Who was that?
He didn't realize it was part of the scene. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I said, and the director says, cut. I said, just a second, what's that? And he runs back to the camera, to the screen where all the producers and the writers are sitting there, you know?
Yeah.
Saying, what did we hire this guy for? And then so he comes back out and says, yeah, just hold it down, Fred. They don't want to see the smoke in the scene. I said, I know, but I'm smoking a cigar. Smoke comes out of it when I smoke it.
Yeah.
You know? I said, I know, but just hold it down. It's getting too full. Okay, it's too much. He goes, yeah. So I take a puff of the cigar. The scene rolls again. And then in the back, no, that too much smoke. Too much smoke. Cut. The guy comes back. He goes, no, just lose the whole thing altogether.
take the cigar out of the scene.
It's in the scene.
Cut.
Yes, so I said, it's in the scene. He says, yeah, just lose the cigar completely. So I did the scene, holding the cigar out over here. And so the guy comes over to me and says, you know, the producers, Fred, they just, I said, okay, that's fine. No, don't problem. So they move on and they're doing another scene. The producer walks over and says, we just want you to know we're an affirmative action network and we're anti-smoking. And I said, what else? What else we got? Anything else I should know about? He said, no, but we're an affirmative action a network. And I said, congratulations. That's it.
Welcome to Hollywood.
That's
how
the
do
industry.
You get jobs like
that's
that?
That's the industry.
Come on. How do you get jobs like
well,
that?
Well, they liked me, and I have a pedigree to some degree. And
Mike, so I had a small part on 24. Do you know about that?
Oh, no. My favorite show.
Joel Sternow is a producer.
Yeah.
And he invited me to smoke cigars with some people once, and I said, why don't you put me so he called the next day. He said, I got a part for you. I played a SWAT guy who got shot.
Oh,
and so all I do is just hold an M16 and I get shot. And so I come out from my part, and this lady's assistant producer has a walkie-talkie. She goes, shh, Joel's friend here is here to do his part. I said, I'm not Joel's friend. I am an actor. And she went, shh, Joel's friend, the actor, is here to do his part. And they told me not to say anything to Kiefer Sutherland when he's walking around.
Why?
Yeah, don't look at him.
Don't look at him because he gets out of character.
Oh, yeah, because he's Jack Bauer.
I didn't say anything to him, but I mean, my God, he looked intense.
Of course, he's angry. Yeah,
he's going to shoot me or something.
So you got shot quickly, or did you hold him off for a while?
Very quickly, got shot very quickly. And later on, I got an email from someone accusing me of holding the firearm incorrectly.
Oh, come on.
It was backwards? Was it backwards?
No, I actually I got that part nailed.
That's how you got shot.
I got that part nailed.
You shot yourself.
No, I got that part nailed.
What season?
The muzzle goes out.
He said I didn't have my finger on the trigger the right way or something. I don't know.
What season was it?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
I don't recall.
Eight
I mean, the part was
you can
Google was bam.
Google it. Google
but,
it.
But you can now friend. You can now pause a scene. So I pause my scene for 15 minutes and I just marveled at my acting ability. I got nomination. Got no nomination for an Emmy at all.
Yeah. Do you know how you can get more
racism.
Attention?
Racism has raised its ugly head once again in Hollywood.
Next year.
No nomination for my part in on 24.
Here's how you do it
well,
next
they were
time.
Shaking in when the boots when you walked in.
When you get on there next time, smoke a cigar during the scene.
That's what you need.
That'll do it. That's the
you need a conservative
method.
Black guy smoking a cigar, holding the gun
they
the wrong
say
way.
Anything to him.
It's an affirmative action set. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
And
absolutely.
You can smoke because you're black. They there can you say go. You go ahead and say, I got to smoke, and that would be it.
Now, listen, when we get back, we're going to talk some sports with Larry. You know about baseball.
Because he has a sports
stuff.
Gene.
You know about sports, don't you?
I do know about
yes,
sports.
He does.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a table tennis king.
That's,
get out of here.
We're going to talk table tennis.
Table tennis.
Really, we're putting you up against Clayton Kershaw.
I heard he's good.
Good.
I heard he's good.
We're
I'm good.
You in.
I'm
we're
very
you
good.
In.
He uses deflated ping pong balls.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It's the PM Show Weekend Edition on sports from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the guy who has such an incredible acting career, Hunter Lanz. And I was with some people over the weekend that worked as set dressers and designers in Cabo San Lucas. He's one of the first guys to do a syndicated show on location in Cabo and put it right on the air. And it was even before Baywatch he was doing this. And then, of course, you know, he's on Crisis last year. He's on Agent X coming up this year. And then he's got that whole, I think, a sports career going where he was a football player for the Giants. And I think he played somewhat for the Rams. Yeah. One of the all-pro defensive ends. Had two safeties in one game. Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, we have an opportunity here to get our good friend Larry Elder on camera.
Well, Larry Elder is one of the
actually not
shows.
In camera today, but we're going to get him on camera later on. But we have him here.
Larry didn't
in
dress
studio.
For camera work today.
Sure he's in studio.
I dress for radio.
But soon we'll be smoking cigars, Larry, here in this stage, in this studio.
Soon.
Yes.
Yeah, after we've been evicted.
But I look, I've been an insufferable Dodger fan, I know, since 1958 when I was 12 years of age.
You were born and raised here, right?
Indeed.
And Larry, you
same
were born
here,
and
yeah.
raised, and so am I. We're
yeah.
three.
I remember when they came.
Yeah. I was 12 years of age in 1958. I remember the parade. I remember Goodwin Knight, the parade, the parade chief, mayor.
Goodwin Knight, wasn't he later a governor as well, or was he mayor?
He might have been.
Yeah.
He was mayor first. But I remember the 50, I think it was a 57 Plymouth convertible. With Clem Labine.
Oh, yeah. One of the aces.
And all these guys, these Brooklyn guys, yeah. suddenly coming down Broadway.
Oh, Johnny Padres.
You know, and it was really fantastic.
Colfax Drysdale.
But ever since then, I've been hooked.
And they won the World Series in 1959 against the Chicago White Sox.
I remember that. That was right, Larry.
And the funny thing is, in 57, they were dead last.
Right.
And they went from last to world champions. That's not done.
Very
that's
often.
Not very
the Mets
good,
did it. Right?
In, yeah. Well, they did in 69.
And I pretended that I was sick from so I could stay home and watch the Dodgers on television.
Oh, boy.
And the White Sox pitcher was Early Win.
Oh, yes.
And he won that game.
Yeah.
Early Win.
Was it 11 to nothing? Was it 11 to they beat him 11 to nothing?
I don't remember
nothing.
The score. I just remember being very
they
disappointed.
They shut him out.
And I remember being amazed that someone could have a name called Early Win.
Nellie Fox was on the team. Remember?
Yes.
They had Nellie Fox.
Big. I remember the grainy black and white photograph on television. But this
was it Aparicio on that team too? No, Louis Aparicio was
he might have
Nellie Fox.
Yeah,
Louis Aparicio.
Who was their center fielder?
Oh boy.
Anyway, but the point is that you follow up sports in general.
I sure do, and I remember also that 1963 World Series, 65 World Series, and 66.
Yeah.
66, they were playing Baltimore Orioles.
Yep.
And they lost four straight.
Yeah.
And that was the following year. Sandy Koufax retired.
That was his last game.
Couldn't handle it after that.
He won 27 games that year.
Unbelievable.
And you know how many? He had like 19 complete games.
Maybe even more than that.
Okay,
but
so let me ask both of you a question
that's
here.
Right.
Will not have 19 complete games in his career now.
No, you can't can't complete games now. They won't let you.
So the other day, Vince Scully was talking about one of Koufax's game. He made 205 pitches. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I mean,
what about this pitch count? I think it's
like
totally
slavery.
Overrated.
Well, if you're giving guys $30 million,
pitched 205 pitches.
And a guy comes out and says, you know, I'm a little tired, then they're going to pull him out.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
And they have something now, Fred, called quality start.
Yes.
Quality.
Yeah, what does
which means you go to the fifth inning or sixth inning and you get taken out. That's the quality
that's
start.
A quality.
Yeah,
what is
ahead,
that?
If you're ahead.
And they pitch every 5 days now.
Yeah, every 5 days.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
If they don't have a pulled hamstring.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have a pitch count now. They take you out once you get to about 100 pitches. They don't let you get deep into the game anymore. You only pitch every 5 games. I mean, Koufax would still be pitching right now.
No, you know, it got to be where, you know, we listened to Vince Scully and his great oration skills over the decades.
Amazing.
And then now, I was listening to it the other day, and Vinny says, the next pitch will be Kershaw's 104th pitch.
Who cares?
And then he throws it, and he says, pitch 105 coming up. I'm yelling, Vinny, I don't care.
And doesn't Vinny sound just as good as he always
does? He's great.
He's great.
He is amazing. I didn't have an appreciation for him, Fred and Michael, until after I left town. I went to college on the East Coast and then law school in the Midwest. So I heard the Boston broadcaster. I heard the Detroit Tigers broadcaster.
Ernie Harwell?
and I didn't want to say anybody's name because people will be offended, but honestly, compared to
there's
Vince
no
Scully,
comparison.
No.
There's no comparison.
No, there's really not.
You can listen now on SiriusXM Radio, listen to the football games, listen to the baseball games, and see how bad the announcing is. Football's like the worst.
Vince
like
Scully
such homers.
Is, Vince yeah. Scully is to baseball announcing what Sean Connery was to James Bond.
And this is going to bother you, Fred, but you may come around on
well,
this one right
your
now.
Job
You're not a big fan of, on the Dodgers, they have the analysis guys afterwards of Jerry Hairston, but... Did you see it yesterday? Because Mike Bolsinger pitched, or I should say over the weekend, Mike Bolsinger pitched a game last weekend. And Mike came out in like the fourth inning or so, and they're interviewing him in the locker room, and he goes, I'm just not the same pitcher I was since they brought me down to the minor leagues, and I came back. I don't know what it is. I don't have it. I can't feel my curveball. My fastball was working, but I can't feel my curveball, and I just don't know what's going on. And they came back in the studio. Ned Colletti, former Dodger general manager, now the TV analyst and special assistant of the team, is sitting there talking about winning a game, and Jerry Hairston goes off saying, I don't believe what I just saw. For anybody on a professional team to say they don't have it anymore, he says, you fake it if you don't have it. You get total confidence. He says, you don't see, he's no Clayton Kershaw. This guy's got some pitches and he pitched well before, but Clayton Kershaw, when he doesn't have it, fakes it that he's got it. And he went off on this guy. Can you believe athletes today are saying, I don't know about his
Well, he's
got
to go to the buffet and have sensitivity training. and he has to take a whirlpool and have to have his head shrunk. And, you know, you got to go accordingly. But I don't care what you say.
Do you remember that Danny Kaye song about the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Remember Miller that? Throws yeah. It's the Dodger Giants.
More
the bottom of the ninth, 4-0.
We might
last
have it back
chance.
There in that library.
Push the button, or we're pleading bacon on our knees. Come on, you flat-foot refugees. Maury was at bat. Hit it for me once. Stu Miller throws. Maury bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball, and Miller covers first. Haller runs to back up Miller. Miller crashes into Hiller. Hiller falls, drops the ball. Colin cries, safe. Yay, Maury. Gilliam up. Miller grunts. Miller throws. Gilliam bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball. Miller covers first. Haller runs to back of Miller. Miller crashes into Hiller. Hiller falls. Drops the ball. Colin cries safe. Yay, Colin. Willie Davis gets a hit, and Tommy does the same. Here comes Mr. Howard with a chance to win the game. Hit it once. Big Frank bunts.
Good.
That's the Miller Hiller Haller twist.
I know. Right? I knew Larry Elder.
That's incredible.
No, that's beautiful. I knew the one where he says, "Maury goes, the catcher throws deep from the solar plexus."
At the bag, he beats the tag. Might a little weight. And umpire Conlin calls, "You're out. Out. Out." Down in the dugout, Alston glowers. Up in the booth, Vince Scully frowns. Down in the seats, O'Malley grins. Attendance 50,000.
That was a Coliseum day.
I had the opportunity to interview Vince Scully, Fred, and I was so nervous.
That's pretty good. Not too
and
many people
I said,
get to interview.
I said, he agreed to it, let me
Was it
him.
At the stadium?
At the stadium. And so I said, Vin, I just remember those teams from the 60s. He goes, yes, they were great teams. And I said, remember Maury Wills and Willie Davis and he goes, Tommy Davis? I go, yes, of course. I completely froze. I know that lineup cold. I completely froze talking to him. I just went.
Let me ask you something, because this happened to me, and I'm in the bathroom at the press box of Dodger Stadium at the latrine.
Do we need to go into this?
Yeah. TMI.
All of a sudden, in my right ear, I'm here like, well, how are you doing this evening? And I'm thinking, it's the voice of Vince Scully. Doesn't it freeze you when you actually hear it live talking to you?
It does. He's got just this commanding voice.
So are you telling me Vinny pulled up next to you?
And I didn't shake his hand afterwards, but I wanted to, but I didn't.
He didn't want to shake your hand either, probably.
Probably, well, not.
Well, somebody's shaking something.
Yeah, but that was the deal. It is really something when you get to meet this guy. He's like a legend.
And he's so humble. And I said to him, you know, Vin, when I was a kid, the Dodgers were sponsored by Union Oil 76.
Yep.
And they put out this little brochure, and there was an interview with
Union Oil Auto Script.
Meet the Dodger family.
And you were asked, who did you listen to? When you're not doing your own broadcast, what broadcasters do you listen to? Do you remember what you said? And he goes, no, I really don't. I said, you said, I don't listen to anybody. I don't want to pick up any bad habits. And he said, oh, my God, I sound so arrogant. I said, no, Vinny, you were just being honest. There's nobody like you. And he just turned all sorts of different colors. Yeah. And he just so humble.
Very, you know, he's exactly the same as he was when he first started doing this, 1947.
I always liked Jerry Doggett as well because he had a problem popping his peas.
I love Jerry
Here's
Doggett.
The pitch to Paul Popovich, and it's popped up. I remember listening to that. It was great.
Almost a great play.
He was great. I love Jerry Doggett. He'd go down and get the hot dogs for Vinny when, you know, take a little break.
They were good. I remember when they used to do, after the games were over, there'd be a Crosley Field in Cincinnati, and after the game was over, Vinny would be answering the mail.
Oh, yeah. He used to do the post-game show.
He used to do the post-game show.
Yeah, that was great.
And you would hear all the kids in the background stepping on their cups, popping cups.
Yeah, you would. Flop.
You know, and he would be sitting there talking about, you know, Jim from Glendale asks, is Sandy Koufax left-handed when he throws? Is he, you know, those types of questions.
You know really a lot of fun. The two greatest Dodgers of all time, Vin Scully and Tommy Lasorda.
No, sorry. The two greatest Dodgers of all time, Jackie Robinson.
That's correct.
See, I didn't see him play, though. That's the
but
whole
the
thing.
Greatest Dodgers, but I mean, greatest Dodgers.
For the franchise. The franchise.
Current, okay, I'll
and,
let me
and Sandy Koufax. Bar none.
Current
bar
Dodgers. None. Current Dodgers. Vinny and Tommy. Current crop of Dodgers. Come on. Those two guys are the ones that have the...
Tommy's not current anymore. I mean,
he is. He's got Tommy. Will you let him stop saying that?
I'll tell you something about being current.
Tommy Lasorda.
Hey, Larry, have you gone to a game this year?
I know I have.
You went to talk to...
I've gone to an Angels game. I've also gone to a Dodger game. I've got some friends who have front row seats, and you can see them on television. And every now and then, if it's an unimportant game, they'll ask Elder to go. But when it's a playoff game...
Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, Dodger Stadium.
Now we can watch you get shot on 24, and we can also search for you at a Dodger game or an Angel game.
Bert Sugarman and...
And they're always tweeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, entertainment.
And every once in a while, a camera will pan over to the right. Yeah. You'll see what Magic Johnson sitting there with Mary Hart. With Tommy Lasorda. And I went over one day to see Tommy is asleep.
What?
I'm always looking at the game, and I see Bert and Mary with somebody who's a lot more famous than I am. And
what's your favorite food at the game when you're sitting there?
A Dodger dog. Are you kidding me?
What about Anaheim Stadium at the Angel Stadium?
That's a ballpark fry. That's a ballpark.
I don't know.
More gourmet food there. More gourmet food.
That's true. You know? That's true. But I'm a dog guy. A Dodger dog, and give me some salty peanuts and a Coke, and I'm happy.
That's it.
That's all I want. I don't want any tofu. I don't want any sushi. I want a hot dog, and I want some peanuts, and I want a Coke. That's all I want.
The mustard there, I have to say, is world class mustard.
That's all I put on my hot dog is mustard.
Gouldens at Anaheim Stadium.
Some people
is
put
a good
relish
mustard.
On it. You ruin a hot dog putting relish.
No,
on it.
You got to have the
mustard.
Relish.
Mustard, and that's it. That's
all Larry, I think the three of us should get out there to Dodger Stadium within the next 3 or 4 days.
I think so too.
That sounds good.
Hey, thanks for coming along.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, guys.
You're a good sport.
Fred, Michael, what an honor. Thank you.
It's good to have you.
We'll have you back on again, and good luck on the show.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM. And we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk.
Perfect.
That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it. And it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, when you were with this for so many years, you were an outstanding athlete with the Rams, and at the beginning with the New York Giants. Did you, when you, well, you were.
How far back do you want to go?
Let's go back, man. Before that, doing baseball and blowing
your arm
out.
High school? Do you know anything about my high school?
High school, you're playing baseball.
I could wing it in high school.
You really had a fastball from what I hear.
Yeah, for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
That's how I wound up in football. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You could bring it. You blew your arm out playing baseball.
Blew it out, and they said, what are you going to do now? I said, I don't know.
But you could still probably pitch better than some of the starters on the Dodgers.
With my feet.
With your feet.
I could pitch. I could pitch upside down with my feet.
So when you were on the baseball, football, especially, I'm sure. Did they like give you like massages after the game to like straighten muscles out and stuff like that? Was that part of the training purposes or part of the game? I mentioned that because I had like a massage this weekend. I was thinking, wow, they kind of nailed a couple of knots and things out of there. Was that part of the training?
Was it a female or do you have?
I always do females, but they got to be able to give me pain. They got to be able to bring it.
Well, I'll introduce you to my ex girlfriend. She'll give you
talk about
all
pain.
The pain you want.
But did they do that? I'm just asking you. You're a professional.
Well, if you had a problem, they'd work it out.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they're not going to. You know, you're not going to make an appointment to have a massage.
You know, I know that. This was in the training room, right? If you hadn't,
right. Yeah, you get hurt, and then they would go accordingly. Now,
so our question to Fred, quite simply, is: back in your day, what's the difference? Like today, when players get paid too much money. What happens when a player gets paid too much money?
So what happens when people are given money? What happens is the spotlight comes to them. Now remember, the psyche of sports is, to my view, what I've observed and have experienced, and what I've seen, what I've discussed with people. What happens when you reward a great athlete for great deeds on the field and suddenly they just kind of fall by the wayside? Why can't all these guys who have been rewarded all these contracts,
right?
Why can't they perform? Why can't they just be inspired and leap to the front and be greater than they could possibly be? And I think it's this. The psyche of sports is there's a comfort zone in team sports. Individual sports, tennis, golf are different. But team sports, it's interesting. It's an interesting psyche that goes along with it, and that is I'm comfortable hiding within the group.
I don't want to be the leader. I don't want the press coming to me in the locker room. I don't want to be the focal point. I don't want the spotlight to shine on me. I don't want the responsibility of handling all of that and then being uncovered and being disturbed in my own bathwater, my own comfort zone of emotions and inner thinkings and ego and narcissism and all these other things that go into it. And I say narcissism because it's extremely important to the individual psyche to perform from narcissism. And so once you reward people for their great deeds, let's take baseball,
right?
You give all these other guys a lot of money and they don't perform, and that's because the weight of the responsibility has forced them out of the pack to the front as leaders. If they're paying you that amount of money, whether you like it or not, your role with the team changes. And many players don't understand that until they start cashing the checks and people start talking about them. Hey, you struck out three times here with guys on second and third, and you know, with one out, nobody out.
There's an unknown like pressure that comes on them because now they're being paid, and so everybody says, "Hey, you're getting paid $9,000 every time you take a swing, you better get a hit."
Yeah, that's correct. And the key is you're unwittingly, you're surprised, you're shocked that suddenly you've got the whole world in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, you've got everybody in your comfort
zone. Everybody's looking at you.
Everybody now is in an area where you don't want them to be because you've been rewarded with this money for this deed.
Yeah, I think they need a shrink to talk to these guys to bring them back.
I really don't disagree with you. And what's interesting, when I was playing with the Rams, I don't, please bear with me. This is not about me, but it's just an experience that I share that I have the good fortune to kind of have experienced and been a part of. In playing football, we had a guy that was a kicker. He kicked 60-yard field goals in practice. I mean, he kicked 60-yard field goals in practices.
All the time. Consistently.
Now, here come the game. We were in New England one day, and you know, it's in the fourth quarter, about 4 minutes left in the game, and we need 3 points.
Yeah.
We're on the 16-yard line.
Yeah.
I walk over to him, and I said, "Hey, don't screw this up."
You said that to him?
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that. Why?
I did. It was a joke. It was a joke. And he shanked it.
You caused Frank, what was his name?
No, I'm not saying his name.
I know his name was.
No, you know, I don't think you do.
I think I do.
No, you can't.
I can't remember his last name.
But I'll tell you.
Cost us a Super Bowl.
No, but I mean, no, not that guy. Well, Frank, I was standing next to Frank when he jerked that thing.
Oh, that one. This is a different guy?
There was three guys who I knew had a gun on them who were gamblers.
So this is a different guy?
That were yelling at Frank Corral at the Super Bowl. And they were saying, "You're dead. You're dead. After this game, you're dead, Tubby. We're going to get you." And I looked at Frank, and Frank was just kind of, "Oh, gee." I said, "Oh, man, I don't want to be anywhere near you."
Don't be near the bus.
I went down the other end of the field.
So this was not Frank Corral. It's a different kicker.
No, this is a different guy.
And you caused this guy a head case.
I didn't cause him to do anything. I just walked up to him and was getting ready to kick it. You know, and Chuck Knox says, "Let's go, tie it up. Let's go. And he looked at the guy and he went, "Oh, okay." And our special team coach, you know Elijah Pitts, what a great guy he was. You know, he comes over, "All right, let's go. Kicking team, let's go. Maximum protection, let's go. Max left. And they're going to block right, so we're going to max protection left." We went out there, 16-yard field goal, and just as he got ready to go on the field, I said, "Hey, don't screw this up."
Thank you, Fred.
He jerked that
thing. Thank you very much. Fred comes out
16
there.
16 yards. That's 26 yards, by the way.
Did the guy ever play again?
Yeah, but poorly. But what happened was, the beauty was,
is
it was a 26-yard field goal. Yeah. You know?
Well, you promised you'll never talk to anybody on our staff.
16-yard line,
especially me.
The ball was placed on the 16-yard line, and he jerked it. And so it was all over with, and I went, "Holy smoke!" I just felt crazy. And two guys standing next to me, and just looked at me. Said, "What'd you say that for?
What'd you tell him that for?"
I said, "I don't know. It just came out of my, you know, it just came out. I was rooting for him, you know." I don't want to beat it to death.
Missing from the games today of games of old that used to be there?
When I played, and I hate saying that, so forgive me, there was tremendous defensive coordinators, coaches, their big thing was, we want to make sure you understand what we're trying to do, and we're going to put you in the best position to be successful. That certainly, that spirit lives today. But they don't follow it up because of a couple of things. As they have made rules and regulations to encourage passing, they allow holding now. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're just tackling people at the line of scrimmage. But they allow holding in order for quarterbacks to throw for 600 yards. The commercialization of the sport wants it, exploits it, and wants it to be an explosive offensive game. So what they do is, the defensive coordinators are defensive backfield coaches. You know, they're the ones that put in coverages. Well, the defensive line coach puts in the fronts.
Right.
Places the defensive lineman. He says, we're going to use four down linemen, not three. You know, today what they've got is they've got a hodgepodge of different types of preset looks. Quarterback comes out of the huddle, looks over and sees two down linemen here and a bunch of guys standing up over there, and they don't know really what's happening. They don't know if they're going to get blitzed or not. So the whole thing is trickery is the order of the day by these defensive coordinators today. And what they do is they don't spend time with the big people at the line of scrimmage, and they don't use a set front and then build the offense, build the coverage around it. So you've got defensive backfield coaches who have been given the job to put in the defenses. Well, that's the defense at the line of scrimmage. And that's the defense in terms of coverage. So you've got people, you've got teams who are primarily concerned with really only putting in coverages for the passing game, and they kind of like fudge around and hodgepodge around at the line of scrimmage, and what you have is, You have big people at the line of scrimmage not understanding and don't understand the rules of how to play the line of scrimmage. It's an art form, how to play the line of scrimmage and what to do, what are the rules. For every offensive set that comes out, there is a set rule that linemen, defensive linemen, defensive ends, outside linebackers, middle linebackers, and defensive tackles. Everybody, every group has a designated understanding as to what to do with that set and that formation. And those things now have been homogenized over the decades. They don't teach tackling. They don't have the kids in school long enough to teach tackling. There's no emphasis on tackling. So, therefore, you're bad tackling. You're bad tackling in high school.
There's more injuries,
you're
too.
You're bad tackling in college. You're bad tackling in professional. And they don't spend any time with it, because in professional football, the Players Association, the kids, the actual players, the collective bargaining agreement, they sit down and say, we don't want to practice. And the owners say, this is where we are today with football, pro football anyway. They say, well, okay, what is it that you want? Well, we don't want to practice. We don't want to have two-a-days in training camp. We want to wear shorts and helmets instead of pads. We don't want to tackle. It's too hot today. We don't want to practice. We want a lunch break every 2-3 hours. We want to have time for our cell phones. So they negotiate all of this, and the owners say, okay, we'll do anything you want. We'll give you anything you want. Just don't strike. You see, the biggest thing the owners don't want, the biggest thing the owners don't want is a work stoppage.
Yeah.
They don't want that. And they're giving the house away. And that's why you're seeing the behavior you're seeing today. You've got the players decide, we're gonna shut your business down because we're gonna act out. And so you've got such disrespect between players and owners. It's just pathetic.
Straight ahead, more with Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
I I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Back here in the CRN Talk Studios, I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn, alongside Corey Marino. Hope you enjoyed the flashback, reminiscing back here in the studio with Fred, going over some good football stories, listening to his live read of a DraftKings promo live here in the old, actually, that was the former CRN Studios, I believe, back in Sunland.
Yeah.
But we got a big rundown of games this weekend. Anything you're looking forward to, Corey? What game is on your radar?
Well, we're looking. The Rams-Eagles pops out to you because I think what I didn't realize that the Eagles have now played their playoffs in backwards. They've just played the team that they beat in the Super Bowl, and now this would be the championship game. And they did it back-to-back. And I just noticed that before, 10 minutes before we started recording. I thought that was interesting. So, and I think the Eagles win, and that would be very telling of how good they have been and I think will be. Any games on here, you got the Broncos I like with the Chargers, which I think will be a great game. And then, of course, Monday night with your Ravens and the Lions.
Yeah, when that'll be coming off the heels of Fred Dreyer's show there in Baltimore. I'm hoping we pull into form. We don't have any letdowns, obviously. Last time Detroit came to Baltimore, they left with their tail behind their legs. I'm hoping that happens again. I don't expect it, but we definitely can't afford to lose one at home. I'll say that. Still reeling from that first night letdown, but hopefully that's the impetus for us to not have another one. I am looking forward to the Chiefs at the Giants, though. I'd love to see if the Giants can keep that offensive firepower they showed in Dallas and somehow send Kansas City to 0-3. That would be amazing.
I don't think so, just because that team, like, I don't think Andy Reid will let that happen. And also, I think Dallas, the Cowboys, their defense is just that bad, which says something, because me, Vince, Mike Horn, and Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo and Jack Slater, have them all over the Bears, which means that's how much less we think of the Bears this week.
Well, it's just so interesting, because week one, it can be such an outlier, and it was a division game against the Eagles, but then it's like, good. Right, but yeah, so it's hard to say, because they weren't running all over Dallas, and you would have thought they would have, but
yeah.
So we'll see. Things start to come true to form as the season progresses. All right, guys, you're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show. Make sure you visit us at freddreyer.com or freddreyershow.com. You can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. For Corey Marino, Mike Horn, Fred Dreyer, I'm Jeremy Dayton. We'll see you next week.